Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma. February is the first of three fire months in this water year that opens a new age for the evolution of humanity with mind-blowing breakthroughs that will burn away that which is now archaic. My theme for this month is relighting your spark for life. Through three live broadcasts and accompanying videos, I will provide wisdom and insights from the movie Soul and from my own personal experience to illuminate how your extinguished spark can be relit, continuing tonight with Love Your Life. But first, for those of you who may be watching or listening for the first time, if you are doing this over the internet and lose your connection, you can listen to this program through the phone at this number. It is area code 563-999-3089. You can ask questions or leave comments about my videos on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or join my Facebook group, Wisdom Walk Supporters, my website, Wisdom Walk to Self Mastery, or if you're watching the video, you can leave questions and comments in the comments section below the video. Yes, and do check out the description box, because I will put for the video some timestamps for you at times and other links to information that I share and reference. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and discover the true treasure of being human. So, to all you wisdom walkers out there, happy St. Valentine's Day. Now, although this day has become very commercialized, it's still kind of wonderful that we set aside a day to focus and to raise our consciousness about love. And so it's not just about romantic love, but it's about being in love with the people who are supportive to you and loving to you and who, you know, you wouldn't know what to do if they weren't in your life. And, of course, it's also about loving your life, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But I want to open my show, as always, with first honoring the ancestors. These are the persons whose shoulders we're standing upon, those for whom we wouldn't be here if they hadn't said yes to life. And so I'd like you to think about those ancestors, and they can be blood-related or not, but who have been very, very supportive of you, loving to you, who you can reach out to, call upon. And let's do that now and ask them to continue to support us in opening our hearts and living our lives fully. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, All the One, All That Is, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the blessing of the ancestors and for this opportunity to call out to them. And so ancestors, 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 we're calling out to you because we need your help, your guidance, and your wisdom to keep our hearts open to this life that we have been given, to help us learn how to grow and heal and expand the truth of who we are in ways that we could never imagine. We thank you for always being there when we call upon you. And if we're not calling enough, we apologize, but we're calling now and we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And Creator, we thank you again for the blessing of the ancestors in the name of all that is holy. I say amen, ashe aho, asa, ashinga, bismillah, and so it is. Ashe. Elemental wisdom for the week. Last week we had an Earth Week from February 5th to the 11th, and now on this past Friday we entered into a Fire Week in this Fire Month. And here's the opportunity. It is, be truthful with yourself and others. Call upon the ancestors to bring clarity when you feel confused or conflicted, because that's a choice, yes. Walk your talk, live in self-referred consciousness, meaning trust your intuition and honest feelings more than the opinions, advice, or judgments of others. Allow your inner authentic self to be in charge of your life versus the image of yourself that you project out into the world. As Mr. Rogers said, people can love you exactly the way you are. So here's the distractions, what you want to avoid. Number one, maintaining the status quo. Yeah, going along because it looks cool or everybody's doing it. No, not helpful. Number two, abandoning your true self in order to please others or avoid conflict. Yeah. Number three, lying to yourself or others about your truth. Not a happy ending. Number four, sacrificing your needs in order to belong or be included. Yeah, we find that happens a lot in adolescence, but a lot of us continue it on into adulthood. And then last but not least, that fear of not being liked or loved or accepted, and how that can have us put on an act and step into being and doing what really isn't aligned with the truth of who we are. So again, this Fire Week is this time to remember to be truthful with yourself and others. Next Friday, this Friday coming up on the 19th, we're going to begin a Mineral Week, and that is time for soul connection, and I'll remind you all about that in the next broadcast and video. Now, astrologically, again, this year, we continue to heal from the last 4 years of daily fear-based messages and situations, especially during 2020. And we will be swinging back and forth from what is new and limitless versus what is old and limited. Yeah, that's the energetic of 2021, moving away from something and going to something new. So, fortunately, the universe is going to continue to offer us huge doses of love in all its manifestations. And our job is to believe and receive. So today, Valentine's Day, and all week long, I urge you to consciously choose love as the following planetary aspects are moving through our life. So the first one is today. We've got Valentine's Day, where we have Mercury and Jupiter conjuncting in Aquarius. This is a good thing, because with Mercury and Jupiter in this perfect alignment, you can expect happy messages and news on or around this date. The astrologer Kyle Thomas, I like, from astrology.com, says, whenever Mercury and Jupiter are conjunct, good news, optimism, and fortune tend to come our way. So this would be a magnificent day, and around it, before and after this time, to reach out, relaunch, or revise something in your life or with someone in your life. Yes. Now, on the 17th, we get one of the three conflicting squares, big squares this year, and that is what I've been mentioning, Saturn and Aquarius squaring Uranus and Taurus. And here's what that means. It is about this tension of opposites, okay, in a huge way. So it's a big energetic that we'll feel. Here's my advice. Avoid engaging with those who want you to be wrong so they can be right. In other words, don't give away your power by being an opposite. The only person you can change is yourself. The universe will handle the rest. So again, avoid conflict, especially when you know people who just want to be right. They're rigid. They don't want to even begin to think about anything different. Leave it alone. Now, if you survive the 17th, you're going to come to the 18th, which is the sun moving into Pisces, which is my season. Yay! And, you know, the Piscean season, because it's the end of the astrological wheel, it's like a completion of that journey. It always brings a sweetness and a softness. Pisces season is great for getting and staying in harmonious flow by putting attention and focus on your creativity and your spirituality. And spirituality I define as that which gives meaning and purpose for a love-centered lifestyle. Listen to your heart, which is what I was talking about in my last broadcast. So check it out if you need a reminder. But yay for Pisces season. And on the 19th, we get Venus and Aquarius squaring with Uranus and Taurus. And again, ordinarily a square is about a conflict. It's a tension between the planets, right? But because of Venus being in there, and remember, we just had a squaring with Saturn with Uranus and Taurus, but now Venus comes along with her energy. Now it's her time to bump heads with Uranus. And what this will do is spark sexual and creative tension. So in relationships, what this can mean is that underlying problems will be brought to the surface or float to the top, as one of my friends says. And as a result of that, or instead of that, there can be renewed passion and vigor, especially for long-term relationships that will emerge, okay? But again, just pay attention when you're feeling that tension and know that you can turn it into usable energy, very usable energy. Then last but not least, on February the 20th, next Saturday, we get Mercury going direct. Yes, we have been in a Mercury retrograde, and this means, of course, now that we get forward movement in communications, travel, and all aspects of messaging and movement as we possess greater clarity for the coming months of March through June. Again, I will leave my references for this astrology report in the description box below the video, and I'll try to post that onto my Wisdom Walk group as well. As always, a reminder that every month we're celebrating Earth Day, and so this month it is on Monday, February 22nd. Again, I hope that you will continue to cut down on your use of paper and plastic. Be very mindful. Also, try to only use your car for what is essential. And sometimes just taking a drive just to move around, if you're still doing quarantining or keeping yourself distanced because of the pandemic, yeah, sometimes getting in the car, I do that. Take a little quick ride up, you know, the Pacific Coast Highway for about 10 miles and come back. You know, you need to do that. But it's just about that, you know, just running around to be running around. Try to pay attention to that and let it go, because we really, really, really need to remember that we've got to address global warming and climate change in as many ways possible as humans that we can, because we do want to leave this planet safe and beautiful and happy for the seventh generation that comes after us. Yes. Now, let me give you an overview of tonight's program. I'm going to do a quick review of what I talked about in the last broadcast regarding relighting your spark for life by listening to your heart. Then I'm going to talk about loving your life as another way that you can spark and relight your spark, and really by asking, what does that really mean? What does loving our life really mean? And then I'm going to offer you a fire ritual that you can do to support you in loving your life. My quote for tonight comes from the great Arthur Rubinstein, one of the greatest modern pianists of the 20th century. And Rubinstein said, "I've found that if you love life, life will love you back." So, relighting your spark by listening to your heart. Again, as I said, your spark for life can't be lit by your intellect. Knowing and doing are two different things. And your heart has to be open for that spark to be relit, meaning you need to first become conscious that your heart is shut down. And I talked about how our heart gets shut down by such things as heartbreak, unexpected loss, and trauma in all its forms. Now, the good news is that the heart is naturally open. So reconnecting it just takes our willingness, our practice, and our faith. And I also talked about knowing the difference when you open up to learning how to listen to your heart and begin that practice. Think about the difference between hearing your heart versus your pain body, that negativity, you know, that self-sabotage demon that lives inside all of us. And I gave these four supports for you to know the difference. One is your heart never yells at you, shames you, or blames you. Your heart message feels good because it is your truth. It never lies. The heart message brings inner peace and calm, not anxiety and fear. And the heart message can move you to tears versus the pain body moving you to anger, but it feels good when you get those tears out because the heart message brings compassion, not judgment. So we can open our heart, listen to our heart. That will help re-spark our life or spark it even more because sometimes that little spark goes dim and you need to boost it up. So loving our life is a way that we keep our spark lit or relight it. And so the question is, what does that really mean? Because when you think, you know, if I'm suffering, if I'm dealing with, you know, great challenges, as most people are, especially because of COVID, in regards to my well-being, my financial, you know, strength, even my livelihood, you know, how can I love my life, Joe Chapai? What are you talking about here? So here's what loving your life really means, because when we have these kinds of challenges, especially when they're dealing with survival, it is very hard to love life. But we have examples from history where despite people being in these most horrendous kinds of situations, that they find a way to love their life. And I'm talking about people who survived slavery, people who survived the Holocaust in concentration camps, people who survived the genocide in Rwanda, you know, people, and of course, people who have survived war. There was a way, people found a way to keep living, to keep going, to keep finding something that said, this too will pass. I will get through this. And so I thought about, you know, what is life to us, and especially from this higher dimensional understanding. And again, I point to the movie Soul because I think it does such a good job. And ultimately, I think that loving our life really comes down to being in flow, and with these following cosmic truths. Number one, life is a finite myriad of opportunities to experience the wonder, the mystery, the joy, the pain, the fear, and the love of this domain, which is a combination of spirit, mind, and body. Yes. And in the movie, 22, the old soul who just never had come down to earth, never had incarnated and didn't want to, you know, she wasn't understanding this. She didn't understand about that it was about these opportunities to experience, you know, more than just the spirit consciousness. And so when she does get into Joe's body, she wakes up to this cosmic truth, and that's how she gets her spark. Yeah. The next thing about life, we can understand it as an opportunity to grow our soul through sacred challenges that are attached to our sacred contract. And what does that mean? That means that all of us are born with some kind of core wound, some kind of challenge, some kind of something that in life we have to take on. And I always like to point to Helen Keller because she's a great example of someone who had this great, great physical challenge and who was able to learn and choose to not let that stop her from what her true purpose in life was. And so she took on the challenge of not being able to see, not being able to hear, and she turned it into this wonderful, wonderful teaching for humanity that just because somebody is physically challenged doesn't mean they don't have a soul or genius or intelligence or that they can't influence the lives of other people. Really, really important. And then the third one I thought to share with you is about to think about this as life as an opportunity to keep your promise to contribute to the evolution of humanity. Yeah. That before you incarnated, before you came down here, you actually made promises for what it is that you were going to do, how you were going to do it. And so loving our life, having a willingness to experience loving our life, it gives us that opportunity to keep those promises. and even to become aware of them. I'm very aware of a promise that I made, and it has to do with children. It has to do with helping people remember, especially in human services, that what they do say and think and decisions they make and decide ultimately affects the life of a child directly. Yeah. So this, when we are not in flow, we can't possibly love life. And that's what all these disruptions to our survival, to our livelihood, to our health can bring to us, okay? It takes us out of flow. So to be able to love your life, you must commit to learning how to be in flow, to have a consciousness of your spark and to be aligned with your higher purpose. And here's what I mean by that, because in the movie, the lead character, Joe, he was clear that jazz was his purpose in life. That's why it was so important for him to get this gig, because he just had to do this. But the real reason that he was connected to jazz was to inspire others to be all of who they were. And he just forgot to apply that to himself. So when he experiences his dream come true, when he gets his gig and he plays it and his mama even there saying to him, oh, wonderful, it's so great. You know, he gets all these kudos. But then he immediately becomes disillusioned. And he says to the band leader, so what happens now? And she's like, well, come back tonight and do it all over again. But it was like there was something missing. And from that experience, he becomes conscious that he was on purpose but not connected to his highest purpose, which, again, was to inspire others to be all that they could be. And so that's what 22 represented for him. It was that opportunity for him to realize that, oh, I helped her get her spark in life. I helped her let go of thinking she wasn't worthy of coming down to earth and having all of what she needed to have. And when he remembers that, he takes that action and actually helps her get to earth. So there is this differentiation between us having purpose or knowing purpose and understanding the higher purpose for why you're able to do whatever that is that you do. Yeah, yeah. If this sounds complicated, it kind of is, but you know, that's okay because that opens us up to learning something more. So loving your life isn't just about everything is great, things are good, you know, everything's in flow, you know. Part of loving our life is wanting to get to that. So if you're not loving your life, that means you're not in flow, you're not aligned with higher purpose, but you can be. You can do that. You can get there. And I know for me personally, there are times when I'm not in flow because either my health isn't good, my money's gone, and I don't know how more is going to come back. But even in those times, I've been able to remember that, wait a minute, I made some promises. There's something I have to do. I'm here for a reason. So let me open up to learning how to get back into my flow, how to get back into that alignment. And usually when I'm taken out of the flow, I'm learning something that's going to strengthen me to keep me in the flow. Yeah. So again, it all has purpose. But here is a personal healing and growth opportunity I want to share with you, and it is a fire ritual related to this loving your life, being in this flow. So on a piece of paper, you're going to write down the names of a female and a male ancestor who you want to support you in this process. And next, you're going to write the following request. Ancestors, 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 I am willing to love my life and need your wisdom, guidance, and support for removing blocks to my ability to be in flow and aligned with my highest purpose. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So something in line with that, you're asking their help to remove blocks to you loving your life, being in the flow. And you're going to place this piece of paper overnight on your ancestor altar. make one if you need to, and the next day you're going to burn it as a faith gesture to transform the energy of not being able to love your life. Ashe. Because clearly we are here to love our lives, to be in that flow, to be in that alignment. And again, when I take on, if I've lost my spark, because maybe I've had a series of events that have happened that have just, you know, taken me out. It's so traumatic, so much loss, so much, you know, fear things that have happened. I may lose my spark for life, but I can get it back if I open up to believing that I can love my life, that I can be in flow. And we just need to ask. We just need to ask, and it will happen. I know. I've been through it. I know. It will come back. So here's my Sarah saying for you tonight. It is, a time emerges when we realize it is more painful to stay closed than to open freely to life flowering. Yes, yes. Thank you, Mama Sarah, for that. So I am closing out tonight, as always, thanking my wonderful engineer who had to have patience with me tonight because we couldn't connect the phone right away. And so, Miss Yvette, thank you. Thank you so much. Many, many and much love to you and your family on this beautiful Valentine's Day. And again, thank you. I couldn't do this without you. Of course, I want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there and all those who have Wisdom Walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family on both coasts and my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leaders, and my medicine brothers and sisters all around the world, and those who may be watching or listening in for the first time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your listenership and support. Now, next week, I'll conclude my spiritual spills on relighting your spark for life with learn your, if you don't know what the it is, just tune in and I will tell you what that is, because it's really an essential part to having the spark for life work for you. Yeah, yeah. Also, the book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, still available on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Abe's Books, Walmart, and other places online that you can access books. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky and my feet to the ground and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please have a very safe, healthy, and happy fire week in this fire month. Continue to wear your mask. Even if you've been vaccinated, it's no guarantee that you couldn't contract the disease or give it to someone. So continue to wear those masks. Practice social distancing and safe relating. Wash your hands frequently. Avoid perceived safety and embrace science safety. And most importantly, do remember you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.